This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Can I just give a shout out to the All Money In team? Some of the most solid people that I ever met. And I can't speak too much about anything because everything's top secret. But I'll say this. Black Sam, very rare opportunity that people even meet him.
He's, yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you know, for him to meet us, for him to have a conversation with us, like show us, you seen the picture, the marathon store, the new marathon store, like that means that he has an understanding of what's happening, right? Yeah. And he has an appreciation.
Yeah.
Hoggy, NH, shout out to him, man. When Nip said, you know, Hoggy got shot in his head.
BH.
Now he really got shot in the back of his head and survived it. One of the greatest people ever, because what he did was he took us to Nipsey Hussle's studio and he was like, yo, there was a couple other people in the studio from the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, yo, I don't even know if y'all know how much this means. He's like, yo, nobody comes up here, bro.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows where it is. Nobody comes up here and they let y'all up here with cameras. There was some stuff that we didn't record out of respect, and we can't even talk about.
Yeah.
We saw some stuff that we won't talk about out of respect for the family and out of respect for Nip and his legacy. It was just, he was like, I don't want this being shown, but I want y'all to see it.
Yeah.
It was so inspiring.
Yeah.
Like what we saw was so inspiring and it's so dope. And it's just a moment because I'll never talk about it, but it was just like, that meant a lot to us. Yeah. Like that meant a lot to us.
I told them to their face on March 31st, 2019. I sat in my living room and I cried. Yeah, me too.
Like cried.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, so to be in this room, yeah. like, feel like you could feel the aura, right?
Yeah.
And BH was just like, yo, y'all really fam. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all really fam. Like, we don't do this for nobody.
That's
no pictures. And he's showing us things. And I'm just like, yo, this is ill. Because it always comes back to me like, yo, I know we would have been with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the role that we have now, especially now that we locked in with them,
yeah.
to continue the marathon.
Yeah.
And so when Sam's like, yo, when we open this, y'all got to come back here.
Yes, that's
it's like, it's a no, like, of course we would come
the
back.
Marathon store on Melrose. Next
of course we come back here.
Three levels. They got a studio inside of it.
Yo.
It was a real vision.
Pac-Man, yo, bro, I'm about to put out the album. Y'all got to come to the release party. Bro, why wouldn't? Of yeah, course.
A Pac-
shout out to Pac.
Shout out to Kabi Supreme. He's the one that put all of the
put play. The play together.
So what happened is Dave Gross, once again, referrals.
Really quick, before you go there, can you tell them why, because they think we do a bunch of shout outs. Can you tell them why it's important to say thank you publicly?
Because you got
to
acknowledge people.
Yes.
It's important to acknowledge people.
We're not shouting out for clout, but
that's
PR, to be honest, to get that introduction may cost you 70 grand though.
Yeah. Nah,
it's, and they're doing it for free.
It's being a good person and it's being yep. a good businessman. And it's all relationships. I know people are tired of him talking about relationships, but it means so
it
much.
It matters.
Dave Gross, somebody we built a relationship with. Dave Gross obviously is close to the whole situation. When we was coming out here to do the class, I said, all right, bro, no problem. He asked us to do the class. I asked him, like, yo, can you pay for my flight? Like, whatever you need us to do, we doing it. We here. We coming. I said, yo, since we out there, do you think that you could connect us with the team? And he was like, yeah, I'm going to connect you with Kabi. And then he could play point on the situation. He connected us with Kabi. And he played point on the situation. Mm-hmm. So it's a domino effect. One person introduced to another person, introduced to another person.
Yeah.
So it's like relationships is worth way more than money, man. But those guys, and it was crazy when we were talking to Kabi, I was like, yo, we really wanted to talk to Nip. Like he was on it was three people when we started the show that we wanted to interview. Dame Dash, Jay-Z, and Nipsey Hussle. Dame, obviously, that's our brother.
Yeah.
So that happened. Jay-Z.
A work in
progress. But Nip, unfortunately, we never had an opportunity. But he said, yo, you know, the good thing is that I know y'all never met bro, but y'all meeting me, y'all meeting Sam, y'all meeting Hoggy. It's you are actually meeting
him.
Like mm-hmm. you're meeting him
yeah.
by meeting up. And I could feel it. Like I could feel his
see what
impact.
Learned.
I could feel his impact and all, like you said, Pac-Man, all of them, like they hold him to such high regard
mm-hmm.
and they keep him so close.
Yeah.
They wear chains, they got the murals, everything they do is Nipsey yeah. Hussle.
What Emery said when I brought up Nip, what'd he say? Pull out the chain. I bring my brother everywhere with me.
That's incredible.
This ain't about business.
Yeah.
Before there was a Puma deal, that was my brother. We connected on a different level. And so my brother lives on through us, through me. I'm just like, yo, that's it.
Powerful, yeah.
That's it. That's it right there.
Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. Okay, before we leave, Little Baby has been my favorite rapper for the last 2 years. I said he's the highest one. He's
but
not,
what?
I said right now, currently, Little Baby is my favorite rapper. And out of this new generation.
Of new school, yes. No argument.
I said that.
No,
I think it's consistent with that.
No argument.
Little Baby is the realest rapper.
Let's
paint the picture.
Let's paint this picture.
Paint this picture.
So we at the Rock Nation brunch, right? And how it goes is that it's at a mansion and they got like a walkway where girls is giving you champagne and they got the step and repeat where they got the photographers, you know, like going to the Oscars or going to the Grammys or, you know, any type of award show. And it's a long walkway before you get to the house. So everybody's coming and they're on their vibe, you know, Khaled, you know, everybody got the at least one or two people with them. Khaled got like six people with him. He got a videographer, somebody on a cell phone, his assistant who's wearing the same color as him.
Shout out to Jamie.
Fire.
Everybody's coming with, you know, their publicist, their manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come and they stop and they taking pictures. They feeling the vibe. You know, it's Hollywood. So we standing outside the house and we was just talking. It was us, Bobby Wagner, a few other people because it was hot.
Eastside
Golf. Shout out to Eastside Golf. And from like 100 feet away, you see somebody walking. But it wasn't just how he was walking. Hey, we see somebody walking by themselves. He's the only person in the event by himself.
Yeah.
We see somebody walking by himself with bell-bottom pants on. on a cell phone,
yeah,
completely unbothered by the situation. Like, he literally looked like he was walking through Target.
Mm.
I'm like, everybody said, it was like, is that little baby? Oh, shit, it's little baby.
Yeah.
Like, but the way he was walking was like...
casual.
I'm in Lenox Mall.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I look at him, I said, yo, that's him. I'm walking over to him. I want to tell him. Like what we just said?
Yeah.
I walked over to him. I said, yo, bro, you might be the realest dude I've seen tonight. Today. Like, the fact that you were here just strolling, he's like, yeah, I appreciate it, bro.
He started laughing. I was like, yo, that's... I'm like, yo, you real? He just started laughing. He ain't saying that. He just started laughing. He's like, nah, good looking. Appreciate it. Like, because it was just so... It's, I can't even fully explain it.
Yeah.
But you had to kind of...
He's different. Yeah.
It was so different. I'm like, yeah, yo, this dude is crazy, bro. Like, he's by himself. The fact that he came by himself is amazing.
But from the environment that he came from,
yeah,
that's a cakewalk.
And then he was standing
there. No, it's not even that it's dangerous.
No, not dangerous. But the comfortability and just being him.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Authentic, yeah, he's strong.
But I'm just like, yo, but I'm just saying, like, yo, he's by himself.
It's like a 50-yard walk by yourself.
Like, and he's on the phone, and like, yo, it was just so crazy. I'm like,
solo.
Yo, this is little baby, like, you know what I'm saying?
He's like, I'm gonna give you like the after he does the 50-yard walk, he's like just standing next to us, like a half hour. It's him and Offset,
yeah,
just having this conversation, what I thought was dope, because you know, you've heard tension before, but I'm just like watching these guys. I'm like, yo, this is beautiful.
Yeah,
this is beautiful. Just watching like black men that have done well. You know what I'm saying? And we coming from all different. Obviously, we coming from media. Eastside Golf coming from the sports world. Bobby Wagner coming from the sports world. Yeah. These dudes coming from entertainment. But we all here just like fellowshipping.
That's what it should be.
You know what I mean? It was a dope moment.
For like a Sunday service on a Saturday.
Shout out to Yeezy.
Little Uzi Vert had a perm. Shout out to Uzi Vert.
Vert a star, though. He be looking crazy, but Vert a star.
Nah, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the superstar perm. He had the Richard Mille that he ripped the straps off and turned into
he turned the Richard Mille to a pocket watch.
And wanted you to know.
That's hard.
And wanted you to know.
He's a star.
Shout out to Uzi Vert. Yeah.
Everybody got to pick their own way.
Nah, you got to pick your lane. Yeah. Well, shout out to Uzi Vert. But yeah, nah, Lil Baby, bro. Solid. I always like Lil Baby. I always respected him as far as I could always tell. He's like a Nip to me, like as far as like when I look at Nip, I never looked at him as just a rapper.
Yeah.
I knew he was different. He was different than most rappers.
Absolutely.
And not to compare Baby with Nip, they're different people, but I always looked at Baby like he's not just a rapper. Yeah. Like, you know, I could tell that.
Supreme hustle too.
I could tell he's different from just being a rapper. Like you could just tell from the things that he's saying.
Yeah.
From his lyrics, how he's carrying himself. Like he's really not just no entertainer.
Yeah.
Like this is real life. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and just seeing him, the way he carried himself, I knew, like sometimes you don't even got to speak to somebody. You just know.
You feel the energy.
And that's how Benny is too. Every time we see Benny, it's
love.
Like, he on the block. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just chilling. Like it's no Hollywood. It's no.
Let me excuse myself.
Yeah. It's like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, what we doing? Da, 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 da. So.
Randy Gibbs, I'm glad they went in the same spot. I need y'all to shout out to Gizmo 219.
You ran into him?
And Freddie?
Yeah. At the party with Babyface.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good thing they were not.
Yeah.
I need all rappers to get along and get money together.
That might not have been the best
thing. Well, what Jones say?
Hey.
I don't know what happened.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.